the Coors on Today FM, and they played St. Anne's Park in Dublin last week. And I have to say, they all look incredible. The ladies look incredible still. Gracie Abrams, and that's so true. I don't know why I say still. They're not old, obviously. Alison Curtis with you. Weekend Breakfast, exactly 11:26. Now, Gabby Logan joins us on the phone line now. Herself and a number of celebrities are traveling 555 miles cycling in aid of Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. This week, it's quite the undertaking, and she joins us on the phone line now. So tell us all about it, Gabby.
So my husband, Kenny Logan, played rugby with the late, great Doddy Weir. And Doddy very sadly died in 2022 from motor neuron disease. And so there's been a lot of fundraising in Doddy's name to find a cure for motor neuron disease and to try and help those and families who get that horrific diagnosis. As you might know, it's a disease which there is no treatment, there is no cure, nothing moved on for about 40 years in that space. So far, a lot of money has been raised and progress is being made. And Kenny wanted to back up a challenge that he did at the last World Cup, which was cycling from Edinburgh to Paris by cycling around Ireland through the provinces to finish at the match on Friday in Dublin, which is where the British and Irish Lions will kick off their campaign this summer against Argentina. So a group of his fellow cyclists will start today, 555 miles over 6 days, visiting lots of different origins, rugby clubs as well along the way. They've got about 150k a day to do with elevations as high as 2,800 metres. So I didn't know Ireland was that hilly. And unfortunately, because of my work schedule, I'm not joining till Thursday, but I'm cycling in spirit kind of over in England, kind of trying to get some miles in to help. And I've been doing a lot of the training with Kenny, but he's got great pals like Ali McCoist and Will Green, who used to play for Leinster, Mel Dean, who is originally from which county is Mel from? Mayo, I think. And he's played most of his rugby in England, but played also for Connacht. So we've got a lot of people there, a lot of good people kind of to help each other along. And yeah, it's going to be stunning looking at some of the routes. It's beautiful.
So where are you going to be starting then, Gabby, yourself on Thursday, do you know? Or it just depends on how far they get?
No, they've got a plan each day. So I will definitely be in part of the glory ride from Wicklow into Dublin on the... Kenny was like, oh, you seem to have like the days with the least elevations and the most lunch and some nice stops at some, you know, some nice eateries along the way. That's the great thing about cycling. I've done like challenge like this before and cycling and also running. And the thing about cycling is you can stop after 50 miles and have lunch. You could never do that if you're running because you'd throw up if you're around 20 miles and had lunch. So it's hard. It's tough. It has to be. It's a challenge. But you do have great camaraderie along the way. And I was part of the last challenge, which was incredible. And I think Kenny was really keen to also help raise money for the Irish MNDA Association. And one of the under 20s Ireland players, Luke Murphy's mum, has motor neuron disease and he's joining in as well. And funnily enough, our son Ruben played against him on Friday in Belfast because the under 20s had a warm-up game for the World Cup. So Kenny got to meet him there. So it's a very emotional thing, you know, when you have people with motor neuron disease who join in, and we had that last time, we got it again this time. We've got a guy called Nick Appley who's riding his tricycle for one of the days because you know what them and their families are going through, and you know, and it really motivates everybody to keep on going through those tough times.
Gabby, where's the easiest place for people to donate but also to follow you guys?
Yeah, the Instagram account at Doddy5LionsChallenge has the route. It has every day the route that's going on. We'd really love it. Obviously, we'd love it if you could donate, but we'd really love getting people out and supporting and just cheering the guys on when they have their stops, or if you happen to live along the route, or if you know anybody who lives along the route. The routes are pretty, you know, well-timed, so you can kind of get, you don't have to hang around all day. And we will constantly be keeping people up to date on the Instagram. So Doddy, D-O-D-D-I-E, 5, the number, and then Lions Challenge, and you'll get all the details there, and you can donate if you like as well, which we'd be really appreciative of.
Excellent. And Gabby, before I let you go, like you're both, I mean, you're super sporty to say the least. Obviously, Kenny is too, but your twins have gone into different disciplines themselves. So I suppose there probably was very little chance that they'd be couch potatoes. But what are they? So he's rugby.
And she's...
she's a show jumper, but she's actually doing a charity race at Goodwood Flat Racing. So she's been down with AP McCoy, his yard, and various, and Kingsclear and various places in Lambourne learning how to be a jockey. So, which is, you know, a little bit scary watching your 19-year-old daughter jump on the back of a racehorse. But she's, yeah, she's not one to shirk a challenge. So, yeah, I don't know where she gets that from.
No, where does she get that from? And what about you for just plans this year? Like, you've a few new announcements. You obviously have your own podcast as well, but your presenting experience, the list is so long. Is there anything you can share with us?
Yeah, well, coming up, we've got the Women's Euros, which is taking place in Switzerland. So I'm involved in the BBC's coverage of that. But I'm very excited to be involved as the lead presenter in the Women's Rugby World Cup as well, which involves all the home nations in Ireland. And it will be absolutely brilliant opportunity for women's sport. And then, of course, the small matter of Match of the Day starting in August as well. So, yeah, it's going to be busy. It's going to be busy, but it's brilliant. Sport is such a brilliant environment to work in. There's so much positivity, but also I feel like television is quite disenfranchised now, and actually sport, you've got to watch it together. You know, it brings people together, because you're not going to watch a big important match on catch up, and not know the results. So because of social media, it's hard to escape. So it still has big audiences and importance to people. And I love the sporting summer. Even if I'm not working on things, I'll pop along to Wimbledon and watch tennis. And, you know, I love the kind of summer landscape. So, and of course, the British and Irish Lions is going to be absolutely brilliant and will be heavily watched in this house, as you can imagine.
Gabby, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
I've been a fan for a long time. Women in sport, it's just changed the landscape so much in the last few years, and it's just continuing to get more and more exciting and thrilling. So thank you so much for your time
this morning. Thank you. Thanks very much for your support. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today.